We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to use this time for your glory. Lord God, help us reveal to us the ways in which your word is linked. Reveal to us how you never have let us go. Thousands of years ago, as you led, just like you lead now. In your son's name we pray. Amen. If you would, find a writing utensil, pen, pencil, crayon, colored marker. If you don't have one, there is a pen in one of these. If you would, get it out. Also, if you find somebody that does not have a pen in your row, good time to say hello and make sure that they have one themselves. What I'm hoping that you would do is that in your worship bulletin, I'm hoping that you will use any blank space. If you turn and look at the order of service, there's a couple of places there. I would like you to take 1 minute to write down three things. I would like you to think about your top three. And the top three, what I'm thinking of is, what are the top three things that you have in this life? The top three things. I can't help you out anymore, or else I'd give away the sermon. Top three things. Just think about them, just write them down. Top three things. They can be an object, they can be a thing, it can be a memory, it can be a bucket list. Top three things. And so while you guys are writing that, I want to draw your attention to, let's just say it was a while back. It was a while back, and there was a man who lived a life which he honored God. And one of his top three was that he had no one to inherit what he had. No son. One of his top three was that he wanted a son from God, so that they would take on the promises that God made to him, and also he would take on the line. And so when we think about one of the top threes for this guy, we take a look at Genesis chapter 22, verses 1-2. And interesting enough, God calls Abraham. Let's read this together. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. And so we see Abraham, and one of the things that he held dear, and God said, okay, take him to a mountain, and there you will be tested. And we're going to learn about what's going to happen in the future. And so as we read, Abraham does do this, and we see that Abraham goes all the way into the place where he's about to sacrifice his only son. Something he's lived into his 90s to see. And there God says, okay, you're going to live without him. And Abraham raises the knife, and God says, whoa. And he redirects Abraham's thought process. What Abraham knew So God says, on this mountain, the Lord will see it accomplished. We'll see it finished. And so we see off in the distance, if you could see it, there's a ram stuck. And so we see that even in the story, the Lord provides a male ram in place of Isaac. And so in the story, God is providing in such a way in which he's providing right there, but he's also providing in the future. He is saying to Abraham, your son is very important to you, but what I want to point out to you is that there's something more important that your son points to, and that is found in this ram, this male ram, that on this very mountain, something even more important will happen. And if you take a look at your back of your worship bulletin, you have from the Epistle of Romans chapter 8, very intriguing here is, if you would read this with me, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? So what Paul is trying to point out here is that he's pointing back to Abraham and the sacrifice of Isaac in this mental picture. He says, if God did not spare his son, he spared Isaac. But on that very mountain, and we think the very place where Abraham was with Isaac, God sent his son to pay the penalty for our sin. And so we see that these two stories are linked through Christ, through the male ram, and what God would provide on that mountain where Jesus would say, it is finished, it is accomplished, it is a place where God would see it through. And so this morning we take a look at what is in your top three. What is it that, if you look at the top three, if you look at them, what makes them so special? Why are they even on there? How'd they make it on your list? And so looking at what Abraham went through, could you take one of these if God said, this is getting in the way of our relationship? Would you be okay if God took it and said no more? That would be a tough one, wouldn't it? Depending on what's on it. Could you go through what Abraham went through just to be able to walk up the mountain? And yet God was always with Abraham in his walk. And so when we take a look at our gospel reading this morning, love this, Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46. Let's read this together. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. This is this merchant's one thing. Of course, he had all these other pearls. He had everything else that he went and bought. But when he found the one thing that was really important, he sold what? He removed everything else that was in his life, removed it all, because that one thing was so important. And so in our gospel reading this morning, Abraham probably struggled to do that. He probably, don't forget that. It wasn't that Abraham went up the mountain like, oh God, I know you're not going to do this. God wanted Abraham to rest fully on him. And the only way to do that was to wait to the last second to make sure that Abraham knew that it's God you need to fully trust with everything in your life. And sometimes that it's difficult. Because when you raise kids, it is difficult if they're not there. When a spouse is not there after 40 or 50 years, that's difficult. When there's nothing else in life, when you're wondering about where the next grocery bill is going to come, how you're going to get around. Where is God when the time comes for me to sell everything and rest fully on Him? Where's God in that? That's a struggle. And yet God says, I'm going with you on that journey. And that is difficult for us because we want to see God's footprints. We want to see Him right beside of us. It's difficult to rely fully on Him as Abraham did. And so I want to share with you this video. I introduced you to a guy named Jeff Foxworthy last week. He's a comedian, but he's a comedian that is very bold in his faith. And it's very interesting that at the height of his career, when he came out and boldly told everyone about his faith, it seemed like the number of job opportunities went like this. People didn't like him because he was bold in his faith. But it's interesting is that he became even more vocal about what he believed. And he told this story of someone he met. And this person came into a large sum of money. And so he kind of squandered things. And at the very last, his mother gave him a Bible. And in the Bible was a love letter from a mother to a son, very dear. Very dear. It's the last thing he had left. Because he went around from hotel rooms to hotel rooms with all this money, and he squandered it, and somewhere along the lines, he forgot that Bible in one of those hotel rooms. He never knew what happened to it. And then Jeff Foxworthy, he brings up this in this saga. Let's take a listen.
Several months down the road, of course, the money runs out. He said, the day after the money ran out, the girls left. He said, so now I don't have a job, I don't have an apartment, I'm a crack addict, and I'm on the street. He said, I'm on the street bumming money so I can get high for a year and a half. One day this guy comes along, he said, I got a job for you. He said, I guess I did a good job, because a week or so later, same guy shows back up. He said, you did a good job last time, so I need you and another guy to help me do something. He said, and there was another homeless guy reading a newspaper, and he thought, hey, if he can read, he's smart. So he got the two of us, and he said, and he took us in his car over 100 miles away from Atlanta. He said, the guy had bought an old apartment building, and he wanted to kind of gut it out and renovate it, you know, rent the apartments. He said, so we clean out the ground floor together. He said, and on the second floor, he said, the other guy's up there kind of sweeping everything up, putting it in trash bags, dropping them out the window. He said, I'm getting the trash bags and walking them down to the corner to the dumpster. He said, and this goes on for a couple of hours till he quits dropping bags, and I figure he's done. He said, so I go up there, and he said, he's done a good job cleaning up the second floor. It looks good. He said, except there's a pile of stuff in the corner. And he's like, dude, you missed the stuff over there. And he said, no, that's stuff that I found and cleaning up that might be worth something. So Wayne says he goes over and he starts looking through the stuff, and there's a book down there at the bottom of it. And he reaches down and he picks up the book and he opens it, and there's the love letter from his mom. It's his childhood Bible. A year and a half later and 100 miles away. And he said, I fell down to my knees and just started sobbing. He said, and I thought, okay, if God is chasing me this hard, I'm going to stop running.
Amazing stuff, amazing story, true, true story where God intersected one man with what was important. He drew him back at the very low point of his life when he didn't have anything else. God still reminded him he was still there. And so this morning, and as we take a look, what's the pearl in your life that's the most important? What would cause you to give or sell everything else and remove everything else that's in the way? So for Abraham, it was his faith in God. And so we want to remind it of that. Is that God wasn't reminding him of the journey. It was at what was at the very end. It was the cross. God was pointing Abraham to the cross as he is today. pointing us back to the cross. If there's anything else in our lives that's getting in the way, it needs to be removed. Because the only thing that is important in this life, is that we understand that Christ went to the cross to sacrifice for us what we could not do. And in that, he has paid everything that we have ever owed and ever will owe by his blood, because it's not something that we could have paid for ourselves. And so that's what Christ was pointing to for Abraham. That's what he's pointing our lives to. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have been the one that have guided the men of old. And Lord God, you are still trying to lead us here today. But Lord God, we have put so many things in the way. There are things still on our walls, things still in our garages, things that don't really matter, that we can't take with us. Lord God, help us understand that it is by your death that you have made us free to live out a new life. Help us in that, because that's a struggle. Because each and every day has different questions, different paths to take. Lord God, those paths aren't mapped out. Lord God, we thank you that what you have done for us, Lord. Lord, we don't have to worry and wonder about what it is that will be in the next life, because through faith you have provided for us, even as you have provided for Abraham in his time of need. So we ask you to go with us, continue to go with us. Guide us, Lord, through the things of life. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.